Did you ever try to do something that you hope maybe no one would notice? Yeah, it doesn't work out all the time, does it? That's a lesson New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy learned this past week when it was unearthed that his state budget proposal would eliminate $33 million of state funding for a fund which pays for funerals and health care of needy firefighters, also supports their families. Yes, there was a large outcry when this was discovered, and yes, Murphy took the idea off the table. My first guest today joins us to review the events regarding all of this and whether this shines a light on how this governor plans to fund his agenda. He is the state assemblyman for New Jersey's 24th District, Assemblyman Parker Space. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you back here. Now, just for someone who might have blinked and missed the story, what's the purpose, the origin, and the ways that firefighters rely on this fund that was being attacked?
Well, it's a fund that's been around, you know, for well over 100 years. And so basically with the fund, that it helps with the Relief Association, which fire departments, if there's members have an issue, you know, in dire need, they can apply for relief, which will come back to them to help them in their time of need in return for volunteering their services and, you know, losing many nights of sleep and leaving their family at, you know, Christmas dinners. But also it helps to fund part of the Luton Fireman Home, which is a retirement home where firemen can, you know, in their older years, have a place to go. There's a lot of it that comes back for the delegations and the firefighting community. And basically with your first responders, Governor Murphy doesn't have, you know, anything that's not in his crosshairs on taking money away from them. And obviously, you know, with a first responder, it hits close to me. Being that I'm a 30 years in May, I'll have on the volunteer fire department, and I make virtually every single call still, even through the middle of the night. And like I said, there's nothing that is on the table that he's not willing to, you know, try to cut a piece of the steak off of.
And this isn't a new game by governors too. The EMT funds have been gone after. The 911 funds have been gone after. So it shows really a lack of priority as far as the preaching is that they want service to the community. They must want it to be a charity case because they keep going after the funding.
Unfortunately, too, you know, I mean, and Governor Murphy's a prime example. The first responder community is very tight-knit. We're dedicated. It's almost like that Harley shirt. If I had to explain, you wouldn't understand. It's in your blood. There's a lot of, you know, it goes down from grandfather to father to son or to daughter. You know, usually it's generations of families that are in it. And unfortunately, a lot of times people, and obviously with Governor Murphy, they don't think about your first responder community unless they're coming up your driveway, and then you're the best person in the world. But they have no idea the dedication that the people put in as first responders. It's amazing. And then for him to want to take $33 million away from them is just ridiculous.
Well, his, for lack of a better word, reason for all this was, in his opinion, and I guess through a comptroller report that was sort of cloudy at best, the governor believes the fund is overfunded by six times more than what the fund needs, which I heard that I'm thinking, well, devil's advocate, maybe the governor just can't get his mind wrapped around a fund that's properly funded, given how miserably funded any state fund is currently in the status of.
It's typical Trenton. You know, somebody managed the money well, they want to be penalized for it. So you're taking care of the money, you're not, excuse my language, spending it frivolously, I guess I'll put it that way. So you're managing your money well. So we're going to take it from you, and we're going to put it to different parts of a government that can't stay within their budget. And then we're going to let them spend your hard-earned money that you guys and women as first responders are, you know, do as a little bit of payback. So that's typical Trenton. And that's what, you know, I'm down there all the time fighting against this machine, which just drives me crazy.
Starting with Assemblyman Parker Space, represents the 24th District in the State Assembly, njledge.state.nj.us, and you can also visit spaceforums.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This idea springs up at me. I'm going through for looking for ideas for the show and content for Facebook. Well, I posted the story on Facebook, and people nationwide, I mean, blew up my Facebook page. The outrage of just the idea alone, not even for people whose backyard it was happening in, was just incredible. Did the governor just somehow think no one would notice or that no one would care? I mean, what's the reasoning behind this other than a total disregard for firefighters, EMTs, and the list goes on?
his agenda is so far to the left. I mean, even a lot of the Democrats down in Trenton think he's too far to the left. So, and obviously too, you know, Republican and or Democrat, a lot of the Democrat, you know, districts are full of volunteer fire departments. Like, you know, over 80% of our fire departments in the state are funded by volunteers. And then the others are career, but they still have people, you know, the Democrat legislators have volunteers in their community they have to look out for also. And I think that Murphy knew once he opened this can that, you know, he was either going to have to stuff everything back in it or he was going to be, you know, in for a rude awakening from all the legislators. Not all of them, but a good majority of them down in Trenton. But it's typical, you know, you know, they try to sneak something through, and I'm just proud from, you know, High Point to Cape May, our first responding community, everybody stood up and said, you know, we're not going to take this. And everybody pushed back, and I think he definitely got the message on it. And this is what we have to do. We have to stand up to our government in Trenton and say, we're not going to take it anymore, and hopefully we can get a lot more results like we just got with this.
When the outrage first came about, what was it? Bipartisan. I mean, you said not every member, but were there people on the left, on the Republican and the Democratic aisles, who were saying, "No, this is not what we want to do."
There was some that didn't say anything, so that makes me kind of think, well, you know, they're on the governor's corner.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot that were, you know, from Cape May with a Senator Rand's act and Land, you know, down there, were Democrats. They were pushing back too, saying, "Hey, you know, we're not going to take this for our volunteers." Along with Senator Warho and myself and Hal up here, you know. So it was a united effort. Some, like I said, some of them were afraid to say anything, but a lot of us aren't afraid to stand up.
I think the most laughable part of this was the statement from Murphy after he rescinded this idea of pulling the $33 million. And this is the quote: "The administration remains committed to ensuring that no family of a fallen New Jersey firefighter will go without help during their greatest time of need." Can you say hypocrite?
Yes. Well, you said it. Nothing surprises me what comes out of that guy's mouth or what his, you know, next plan is to find money somewhere. And, you know, hopefully, like you said, with this, I mean, if we can keep the people, you know, the momentum on the pushback across the state, there's so many things we can do, you know, with our school funding, you know, taxes, property taxes. It's just, we got to stand up and we have to be vocal. We're at a point now in New Jersey, if we want to keep our mouth shut and let this train run us over, we're done, you know. So we got to stand up. We got to fight back. Everybody. I mean, as the legislators, we're fighting. We need our constituents, too, to stand up and say, hey, this is enough. We're done with this kind of bullying from Trenton.
Well, at this point, how much more lower can Moody's drop our state credit rating?
Yeah, it's like you said. It's just, there's no end to this guy's plans, and it amazes me. Every day I hear more stuff coming out, and it's like, where can he even come up with this? An idea like this.
Well, that's this whole thing. I mean, it's resolved to the positive, at least for now. But did the governor tip his hand? And is this worth the time to really take a fine tooth comb back through the budget and see more of these little nuggets laying around in there?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, there's no, hey, how can we cut back on spending? It's like, hey, how can we raise more revenue? They call it revenue. We all call it a tax. You know, how can we tax somebody else something, one more thing, you know, from paper bags to the rain tax to, you know, everything that they can think of possibly putting a tax on, but there's never cutting back on your spending. Just like my family or your family or anybody else's family, you have to live within your means. They don't think that way. We'll just squeeze our taxpayer a little bit more, our first responders a little bit more, and see what we can get out of them.
Well, they had been floating an idea just before the budget came out about a road usage fee, which would involve installing a device in your vehicle, and the more you use the roads, the more they were going to tax you for using the roads. Is that still drifting out there somewhere, or is that sort of like, well, we can go to that if we really have to use something like that?
I'm sure they're still working on it. Like I said, right now we're in the budget process trying to find out where it's going to, I'm sure when he finds he's going to be, you know, short on the budget again, he'll try to implement that and or various other things to, you know, bring in more tax revenue for the state of New Jersey to frivolously, you know, spend someplace else.
Well, there's always the school funny you dip his hand into again. But...
yeah, and just to touch on that real quick too. I mean, we as legislators and our rural teachers up here, we need to be united and push back against the NJEA that has a, you know, comes out in full force if there's any funding cut from any of these inner city school districts. But up here, our teachers do such a great job. The NJEA is like crickets. Every time they cut her, you know, $5.5 million coming up, I mean, like 40 over the next 10 years, the NJEA is crickets. They don't say anything. I mean, our teachers up here do an awesome job. They pay their dues. They should be represented too. And I think we should stand up with our local teachers or, you know, or parents and push back on this also across the state. You know, rural and suburban districts have to stick together and not just, you know, just like with the fire department here, first responders. You know, if we make enough noise and unite together, we're going to see results.
State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. You can learn more about the issues that are being debated, the bills being introduced. You can communicate with someone in space, or if you're listening on the stream, whoever your representative is in the State Assembly or State Senate, and visit Space Farms at spacefarms.com. Assemblyman Parker Space, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, sir. Have a good day.